Good morning, everyone. It's more than a question of style for the new president, but Barack Obama seems on his first impulse to go to the people who disagree with him most, and that's what he did yesterday in Washington. He was on Capitol Hill to personally press Republicans to get behind his economic stimulus package, talking with Republican leaders on Capitol Hill.
We had a wonderful exchange of ideas, and I continue to be optimistic about our ability to get this recovery package done to put people back to work. Obviously, the news over the last couple of days, the number of layoffs that are taking place all across the country has just underscored how severe this recession is, how urgent it is that we act. I recognize that we're not going to get 100% of support, but I think everybody there felt good.
Did everyone feel good? Well, joining us now is Congressman Kevin Brady, Republican representing Texas's 8th District. He joins us from Washington. Congressman Brady, how good did you feel after that meeting yesterday?
Well, the president is very smart and very charming, but we just disagree completely on the fundamentals of the stimulus, not only how the money is spent, but how effective it will be. And at the end of the day, who's going to pay for it? Because ultimately, someone's going to have to, and it's going to be not just the wealthy, but middle-class families and small businesses.
Congressman Brady, he made a lot of mention of the layoffs that were announced yesterday. You know, tens of thousands of layoffs, you know, each day we're getting these announcements. Does that move you at all to maybe up the urgency here and not vote no?
Well, no, mainly because the stimulus wouldn't address those layoffs, and that's, I guess, what the frustrating thing is. The tax incentives in these are puny. I mean, for an average worker, it's $1.35 a day more in their paycheck. They're not going to rush them all for consumer demand. The incentives for small businesses to invest is smaller than what they're going to spend to buy new art in America, and that's the problem. This stimulus is missing the mark, but it is spending just an unbelievable amount of money.
Well, let's go back on that detail you just threw out there. We're spending less on art than for what?
We're spending about $50 million for the National Endowment of Arts in this bill, but only $41 million to encourage small businesses to buy and expense new computers, equipment, and machines that they need.
Well, there's my frustration. Okay, I mean, those numbers are different. Okay, so in this bill, what the small businesses get is $41 billion, whereas the National Endowment
million.
For the Arts, or million, the National Endowment for the Arts gets $50 million. But you're ignoring the entire Small Business Administration's budget, which dwarfs the National Endowment for the Arts. Isn't this just the same kind of obstructionist rhetoric, setting up arts programs against the middle class that really stalled things for 8 years under President Bush?
No, it really isn't. I'll tell you why. Before coming to Congress, I was a Chamber of Commerce manager for 18 years, worked with small businesses every day, worked with the SBA programs every day. The loan programs and all that they do in their budget are very helpful, but not in a recession. They're not. They don't create jobs. And so, no, it's actually an apples-to-apples comparison. Our argument is if you're going to help small businesses create jobs, why don't you do a 20% income deduction, help them keep more of their money, real dollars. That would help keep people on their payrolls and help them buy the new equipment that can help keep them competitive. So, no, it's not obstructionist. In fact, one of the things we asked the new president is, look, if you're serious about bipartisanship, and we are, direct Speaker Pelosi and Majority Leader Reid to sit down with some Republicans, because right now this is a one-party bill, and everyone knows it.
Well, I mean, in some respects, that maybe reflects the political realities of where Barack Obama stands right now. But if you were to put something in this bill, what would it be besides a 20% reduction in income tax for small businesses?
You know, I would, if I were going to help in recessions, we've had 8 major recessions since 1948. Each of the stimulus packages did the exact same thing, which is arrive far too late to really do much good. This one's going to do the same. I would first, to boost consumer demand, I would lower the 10% and the 15% tax margins and rates. That would allow a family to keep almost $3,200 more of their money. I would do the small business deduction. I wouldn't do any of the frivolous spending, and I'd do a housing tax credit tied to a down payment. And then I'd probably focus on real infrastructure, not the type we have in this bill, which is just a tiny, tiny part of the whole 3% of the whole bill. So, yeah, we have some better ideas. And I would guarantee the American people that we weren't going to raise taxes to pay for this, because in the end, this bill is so big, it would require doubling of all the income taxes in America for 1 year to pay for this. And we think that actually harms our economy in the long run.
Right, but lowering the taxes to the level that you're talking about also increases the deficit. So I'm a little unclear as to how you would reconcile that. Let me just...
I'll tell you what, $150 billion in this bill provide workers $1.35 a day isn't going to stimulate the economy. That we know.
So, in other words, what proof do you have that cutting taxes would be the magic bullet? It all sounds kind of simple, Congressman. You just cut everyone's taxes and all of a sudden it's, you know, the sun comes out.
No, and you're right. But here's what you do. If you look at it, history is a great guide for us. And each time that there is a tax cut that is a longer term one tied with monetary programs for the recession, it works. But you have to have that monetary expansion. The truth of the matter is, as much as Congress would like to believe we control the economy, in recessions, in the short run, it's the policy the Fed does that has a much greater impact than the fiscal policy the Congress does. So if you do long-term from our side and short-term from monetary, it actually does work.
Except those rules don't apply with the Fed rate already at a record low near zero. The Fed doesn't have many more levers here. And the monetary policy, it seems to me, is off the table because there isn't the global borrowers who are going to finance either the U.S. deficit or help to keep interest rates low so that there will be lending. The financial system is really broken down. Here, whatever cash comes out of Congress seems to be it here. There's not anything else globally that's going to help out.
Actually not. You make two good points. One is that the global market isn't buying debt. They are buying American debt. And with this stimulus, America is going to go out to the world for $3 trillion in treasury notes in 1 year. It's never happened. It's never happened, period. And a lot of people are nervous that the world isn't going to buy this debt. And the second point is that monetary policy right now isn't working because there is no confidence. There's no confidence in Wall Street, no confidence in the bailout. There's no confidence in Congress, which has record low approval ratings. And until we force to the surface the bad loans that are out there already on the books, the second wave of mortgage problems we all know are coming, until we force those problems to the surface and address them, which is separate from monetary, separate
right.
from fiscal, you're right. We won't get ourselves out of there. But
although, Congressman,
really
I don't know how
a plan for that.
Right, I don't know how much forcing is going to be required. That stuff seems to be every month coming to the surface, and we're getting more and more bad news. Let me just say on the confidence question, and it's really a profound point that you make, but I just wonder if conservatives are serious about confidence and developing confidence in the U.S. economy when people like Rush Limbaugh say on the air, I hope he fails. How does that help to increase confidence globally in the U.S. economy?
Well, the conservatives in Congress don't hope the president fails. In fact, we told them that yesterday. We very much want him to succeed. We may not have backed him in this election, but he is our president. We're not only praying for him, but we'd like to help him in any way. And we respectfully just have a different view of how we dig our way out of this economy. And we'd like to work together. There's no question about it.
All right. Well, Congressman, so you don't want the president to fail. Does that mean there's some common ground here that you would actually agree with Barack Obama,
yeah.
that listening to Rush Limbaugh is not a way of getting things done in Washington?
well, I
come
know
on, buddy.
I know he gave me a little grief for comparing art to small business, so don't try to wrap me into Rush's comments. Our point is, look, we just have a fundamental difference on how you get ourselves out of this. And I tell you what, we had a really good meeting with the president yesterday.
All right. Well, he didn't rise to the top of the Chamber of Commerce there in Texas 8th District for nothing. Congressman Kevin Brady, thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Kevin Brady is expected to vote no on this stimulus package, which comes up for a vote in the House today. $825 billion. Bipartisanship in the House, probably not going to be there.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.